Hey guys, it's April. Did you know that you can leave us a voice message with your feedback or questions on our Anchor homepage and we can incorporate it directly into the podcast? Isn't that cool? Just head to anchor.fm/east2westwls, which is our Anchor homepage. Scroll down a little bit until you see the message box and then use your smartphone to leave us a message. We'd be so happy to hear from you and we're very excited to incorporate your questions into an upcoming show. Thanks for your continued support of East to West WLS. Hi, welcome to East to West WLS, the podcast where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April and I'm the West.
And I'm Jason and I'm the East.
And today, the one and only Miss Natalie is joining us. Hi, Nat.
Hey. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Oh, fabulous. So we had the amazing opportunity for Nat to join us today. And if you guys don't know, East to West is actually like the three musketeers of bariatric support. Nat joined us. Oh my God. Has it been a year? I mean, I don't know how long.
I don't know
how we've gotten through without you for all of this time. But Nat recently joined us because she's just an amazing human. Her bariatric story is unbelievable. She is like drawn to support the community like Jason and I have been drawn to support. And yeah, now she's a part of the East to West team. So Nat, will you just tell people like what you do here at East to West, what your role is? And then if they don't already follow you, which is a shame because everybody should follow Nat, let's just tell people kind of a little bit about your bariatric story.
Yeah, so with East to West, I really manage like the social media aspect. I am usually behind the stories. Anytime you share or tag us, you know, I'm there. We have weekly meetings. We plan our social media, and I'm really there to kind of help make sure that we're there, we're engaging, and that all of your suggestions and feedback is heard so that we can kind of help better what we do and make sure that what we're doing is relevant. So yeah, I'm behind all that social.
She is the wizard that makes it all look fabulous. Every single time something happens, Jason and I, Jason called it a phone tree earlier today, but it is a group text. And anytime anything has social related, we always like, oh my God, Nat, what do you think about this? And Nat is like the wizard that's either yay or nay and just makes it look amazing. So her help has been invaluable. And it's the reason that we are able to support and reach so many people in our community is because the one and only Miss Natalie is behind it all. So thank you, Nat, for like taking us from beginner to like expert level as soon as you came on board. Very much appreciate that.
I got you. No worries. And then, as far as my own journey goes, I have my own page. It's at Breaking Barriers. If you are interested in following me, I had VSG surgery on September 28th of 2020. So I'm about 9 months out, which is insane. I had my surgery done in Mexico, in Tijuana, by the wonderful Dr. Ariel Ortiz. We've actually had him on the podcast a couple times now.
Amazing.
He's the best. I love him. I started my journey almost a year ago, back in June of 2020. And I've lost 130 pounds officially in under a year, which is insane.
insane.
I look in the mirror every day and I'm just like, I don't know who this is, but it's me apparently. So I'm excited to talk today. I'm excited about this topic. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us because you really are. I mean, I don't know if people know this about you, but before you became the person who you are today, you worked at Ulta. Like you were the skincare makeup. It's something that you still love to this day. You've absolutely stepped up my personal game with your Instagram tutorials, which I mean, is the reason that I have so many followers. So, I mean,
right. You're welcome.
But, So this month and next month at East to West, we're really focusing on skin, right? So this very first month in June, we're honing in and we're focusing on the largest organ of our body, which is skin, right? And understanding just like what it is, how we can care for it, why it's important that we care for it. And then next month, we're going to transition to skin in terms of plastic surgery, right? Because many of us in this community need or want to have plastic surgery when we're done losing the weight, right? When we feel like we've gotten to that place. And we always advocate for doing whatever is right for you, right? We've often talked about body positivity versus body neutrality. Body neutrality is very much about like, let's just take the body out of the equation. You do whatever you want to do with it. It's your vessel. It is yours, right? So we wanted to make sure that we were talking about skin kind of from both perspectives, right? How do we love and appreciate and really know our skin as an organ? And then what can we do if we are not happy with it, right? If we medically need to undergo surgery, or if we're doing it because we want it to look differently, right? To be informed about just what it is and the many ways that we can care for it is important, especially after bariatric surgery, right? And all three of us are at the position now where we look very different and our skin is changing. It's hanging in different places, right? So it's like, we need to actually spend some time talking and learning about our skin and just kind of reestablishing our relationship with it. So today's conversation is really gonna dive into skin, and I'm just gonna consult my very fancy show notes here. Right. But the four big questions that we're going to answer today is kind of what was our relationship with our skin before our surgery? And then how has it changed, or, you know, has it changed after surgery? What skin questions we're kind of hoping to learn about over these next 2 months? And then what is our current favorite way to care for our skin right now? Like what have we learned now that we are, you know, we're kind of out of surgery, months or years? So it should be a really interesting conversation. I'm very interested to learn how you two care for it, because I'm sure, you know, we all do things differently. So I maybe will learn little nuggets from you guys today from our conversation that I can incorporate into my own skincare routine. Should be pretty fabulous. Yeah. All right, friends, are you ready? Should we do it?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm ready.
All right, let's dive in. Hey guys, it's April. I don't know if you know this, but Gather Juice Company was our first podcast sponsor. And for good reason, they make some bomb-ass juices. My absolute favorite is the Sunrise and the Pineapple Express. Night Vision and Goldilocks come in a real close third and fourth. I also very much enjoy their smoothies. Pina Colada, top of my list. If you live locally in the Tacoma area, swing by their 6th Avenue location and try it for yourself. You're going to be hooked. Big shout out to Gather Juice. Thank you for your sponsorship. Question number one, our skin before surgery. And I think, Jason, I'm going to call on you first, my friend. What was your relationship with skin, with your skin before your weight loss surgery?
I had a lot of it. It had a lot of real estate to cover. I did not take care of it whatsoever. I was always a convertible motorcycle, no sunscreen kind of guy. Like, I had sunburns, like crazy sunburns growing up. Like, and I would ride I put 7,000 miles on my motorcycle in the city in a summertime, and didn't ever wear sunscreen at one time of it. So, I mean, I've never had been like a sunscreen kind of person. So I just always was, because I get real tan after I burn like the first time. So, and I know that's horrible to do to your skin, but I just would be, it's the same thing that we do for the rest of our bodies as overweight people. We just trash it and just can't believe it's still holding on strong. So yeah, I just didn't. I mean, I rode this shit till the wheels fell off, and that's just kind of how it's been, you know, right up until surgery. So I never liked lotion. It was icky. It was gross. I don't like my hands being slimy, because I'm very active with my hands all the time. So I've got to be able to grip and hold things and do stuff. Yeah. And with lotion, it just doesn't feel like I could do that. So even if I ever did put any kind of lotion on, I would always run and wash my hands off to make sure that they were good and not, you know, slimy. So yeah, just kind of went on about that. But yeah, it was, I mean, I could probably count on one hand the amount of times I put lotion on my body before surgery. And well, I still have fingers left over.
And that, I don't think your story is uncommon for a lot of people, especially men, right? Like your skin is just not something that you ever, ever think about because you just don't realize, you don't understand that it's an organ, it's a living part of you. It's just kind of, it's just there. And I think you bring up a really good point. I mean, how I treated my body was also kind of how I treated my skin. And I've seen pictures of you, Jason, before surgery and, you know, the skin on your legs. I mean, it just did not look good, but it wasn't something that you addressed. It wasn't even something that you thought about. So it's interesting that you correlate your skin with your weight at the same time.
Right. Well, the deal with my legs was my edema was so bad that my skin just got to the point that it was like, I mean, like just rice paper thin. So it would be, I used to always say it was like a hot dog left on the rollers too long. It would just split open eventually. Because that's exactly what would happen. Like it didn't matter. Like I could just barely touch it with anything and it would just pop open. And wow. I sat there, I had open blisters and wounds on my leg that took over a year to heal because I just had no blood flow. Like the blood just wasn't flowing. And the doctor told me, the doctor was like, your skin is, you know, basically dying. Like your fat is constricting your blood vessels. So the blood won't flow like it's supposed to. He's like, if you don't lose weight, I can do a surgery that will just kind of reroute the blood flow to your main veins. He's like, but you can also drop some pounds and it would help. And I was like, yeah, well, maybe. So I was legitimately looking at getting the surgery done just because I was like, yeah, but I could keep doing what I'm doing if I just have the surgery and my legs are fixed. And yeah. So I mean, that's kind of the crazy route I was looking at taking instead of, you know, losing weight.
Wow. Miss Nat, what about you? What was your relationship with your skin before surgery?
Mine was kind of a mix of both, of like taking really good care of my skin and then sometimes like just not caring. My mom, from the moment I was born, told me you need to wash your face every, like, I mean, it was like very ingrained in me every day to take care of my skin. But, you know, I think at some point, you know, when you're constantly told that as a kid, teenager, you're like, oh, whatever, like, I'm not going to. I was very rebellious in that sense of like, you can't tell me what to do. Like, even if it was for my skin, like, like something that I should care very much about. So I kind of had like the both sides of that kind of toying with me. I did have a lot of skin issues though, before I had, I mean, I still deal with psoriasis. I have autoimmune issues. So psoriasis is something that I'll always battle. But I didn't really know how to fix it. I never did anything to like remedy it. I used like Head and Shoulders or something, but that's like not gonna help psoriasis, you know? Same with like my arms. I used to have like bumps on my arms. But other than that, like I had really good skin. I was fairly acne prone, but that's like pretty normal for your early 20s or teens. But so I kind of would bounce between really caring about my skin and like doing all the face masks and doing all the like treatments and all this stuff. And then I would go through periods of time of just like, fuck it. Like, I don't care, like
yes.
So it was kind of like, I feel same with Jason, like I feel bad, I kind of put my skin through the ringer of like really high highs and really low lows and just like not consistently caring about my skin. I also have like a scar from not wearing sunscreen. It's like both it's not cancerous or anything, but it's basically hyperpigmentation meets like very acne prone skin and like sun exposure and all this stuff. And that just appeared like maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And I never did anything about it. Now I'm doing things, but before I was just like, it's on my face. It is what it is.
Yeah. My gosh. Well, now I kind of grew up very similar to you. My mother is fastidious about her facial care. And I think now that I'm older, you know, when we would talk about skincare, this was the only skin that you cared for. You didn't care mm-hmm. for any of the rest of it, right? So I was fastidious about washing my face. And, you know, we were always seeing dermatologists and, you know, using, you know, products. And this was something that was just not negotiable. And I'm very thankful for that. You know, we also grew up, we have summer homes here in Washington State that are on the water. So sunscreen was always just a part of our daily routine. People in my family have been diagnosed and battled melanoma. So we just, you know, we tend to be on top of it, but very much like you, you know, when I was 16, 17, 18, I don't want to be slapping on sunscreen. I mean, I want to be tan. I want to look like the Hawaiian Tropic girls. So, you know, I mean, I was out there with Hawaiian Tropic oil and no sunscreen. So, you know, but for the rest of the year though, like lotioning or even understanding that your skin is an organ and can be nourished from the out, you know, from the inside out, you know, we can, our food, our hydration, our vitamins all play a role into the health of our skin. Did not even equate until really after surgery. So yeah, I'm with all of you guys. Not something that I thought about. Skincare was just my face. It wasn't any other part of my body. And I think Jason, what you said too, it's like, now that I have lost a lot of weight, I see more of my skin. Like, now I'm putting lotion on my neck and I'm making sure that I have sunscreen here and on my, you know, on my décolletage, like all of this is getting cared for. And yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, now I can reach parts of my body that I couldn't before. And then for me, my brain went to, oh my God, you have never cared for your skin. And now it looks like shit and you want to show it off more. And I was like, yeah. Oh my God, I need to like really start thinking about skincare is not just my face. Skincare is my entire body. And it's been very interesting because now, and I don't mean this in any other way other than before, I did not like to interact with my body. I did not like to touch my own body. It made me uncomfortable. I didn't like it, right? It was just not something that was a part of me. My world was from my neck up. So why would I interact with this? This just got me around. And now that I've lost a bunch of weight, I enjoy feeling my body. I enjoy being able to reach places of my body easily that I couldn't do before. You know, I can tie my shoes now just by lifting up my leg. You know, I mean, there's just all of these things that now my body can do and I couldn't do it before. And it brings me joy to interact with it. And I think that has really helped me really learn to care for my skin or learn about my skin as a part of me and my health, not just something that isn't, you know, that's detached from me. So that's really been how my thought on skincare has shifted after surgery. How about you guys, Jason, how has your relationship with your skin shifted?
It shifted quite a bit. Now I've got a regular routine. Like I've got different lotions for different parts of my body and I've got hand lotions and face lotions and thicker lotions for my face and just, you know, all the things. And it's funny to me because my wife has a friend that used to say tan fat looks better than tan fat looks better than non-tan fat. And mm-hmm. now I laugh because I say things like, well, now if I'm not careful, then it's going to look like KFC gravy in a Ziploc bag, tan fat. So I got to really be careful that I can shore up a little about what's going on out there. Otherwise, it's not going to have the same effect. So yeah, I do a lot of different routines now. And there's morning time routines and, you know, middle of the day and then night. And especially coming off that appointment with the dermatologist I just had the other day that I was talking with on the stories about. So apparently I have not psoriasis, but eczema, a certain form of eczema that has come out, which is why you guys notice a lot of the blotchy red on my face. But as you can see now, it's actually cleared up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So she prescribed me some hydrocortisone, which I put that on first thing in the morning, kind of let that air out, do its thing. Because my issue really came down to right here and then across my eyebrow bridge and then right here in the caps of my head would get mm-hmm. real flaky and crusty and stuff. So mm-hmm. yeah. I do that first thing in the morning now. When I used to just lotion up and just cake my face with lotion now, because it wasn't helping. Now that I do the hydrocortisone, then I wait till the evening time and then I'll lotion up real good. And it's made a dramatic difference in the way my whole head feels. So it's made a huge, huge change for that. And then, like I said, with my hands and things, just changing up the routine totally. Yeah. To not have crepey old people hands, because I'm getting old anyway. I'm not trying to accelerate the process.
Hey guys, it's April. When I'm craving something sweet, I always head to my pantry and I grab my jar of Retreat Drinks Hot Cacao. But I know I'm doing it for more than just my sweet tooth. Cacao is one of the highest plant-based sources of magnesium, the most efficient mineral in the Western world. Magnesium is so important for a healthy heart, and it helps turn glucose into energy, enabling our brain to work with laser-sharp clarity and focus. It's a total mood booster without the caffeine. I absolutely love it, and I think you will too. Visit retreatdrinks.com and use the code EASTTOWEST for 20% off your first order. Happy sipping!
Well, and that's been, Natalie, I don't know if you have noticed this as well, but I, you know, some women and men, after they have weight loss surgery, they have this rapid weight loss, and all of a sudden their face really starts to look very different, right? You just, things look different, you know, you got crow's feet here, you know, you've got this skin here. I mean, it just, and your hands, have you kind of felt that, or have you seen that in yourself? Do you feel like, even though you're excited that you're losing a bunch of weight and that your skin is changing, do you feel like it's changing in a way that you weren't anticipating or that you're not happy about?
Yeah, I think I see a little bit more like in my my like jawline. Like, yes, I have a jawline now, which is like super awesome. But I am feeling like, I do notice like, oh, there's like a little bit of sagging here, and like my wrinkles are a little bit more prominent when I'm like expressing myself. And but I think for the most part, where I'm noticing it a lot is my thighs and like my legs. I don't notice it. I mean, I do have loose skin in my arms, which I kind of anticipated, but I'm seeing a lot in my like thighs and butt area. Mm-hmm. And I was joking with my mom. I was like, it kind of looks like a mom butt. Like, I don't really have like a firm 28 or 27 year old person, you know, mm-hmm. booty anymore. Mm-hmm. I have kind of like a saggy skin, kind of a butt. And I don't know why I wasn't anticipating it, but I really wasn't. So I think that's the only area for me that's like, kind of been like, oh yeah, I did lose over 100 pounds. Like every time I feel it, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah. That's why it looks and feels that way, because I'm missing 100 pounds. Interesting. Yeah.
So, this shit here, I wasn't anticipating eyebrow wrinkles. Like, what the fuck is that? Like that right there, like on both sides.
You
like,
know I what?
I get these little fold over wings. I would, because I did it the other day. I made that face and I was like, what the hell is that? I was like, how?
I have been noticing that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how are you guys dealing with this? Because I often see people on all of the feeds, right? And if they're before surgery, they're terrified about what their skin is going to look like after, or they've had the procedure and they're like, oh my gosh, I look so terrible. And they're focusing on all of these. I mean, this is all cosmetic, right? Unless this was like blocking your vision, would that become medical? So we're just really talking about the cosmetic thing. So how are you guys balancing your decision to undergo bariatric surgery and all of the weight that you've lost, and now seeing kind of what those physical changes are looking like on your body? Now, how are you dealing with it?
You know, I mean, a part of me has been toying with the idea of getting plastic surgery. Am I willing to go that far to remove excess skin? Another part of me is like, what can I do in the moment, right now for my skin? A lot of it has been like those firming kind of like caffeine lotions, after like a shower. But a lot of it too is like, I know we talk a lot about body neutrality, body positivity, kind of just accepting and trying to love that I have lost all of this weight, and like this is a badge of honor, really. Like, it's an honor to have this problem, mm-hmm. of loose skin. And so, you know, I know summer is here almost. End of June is officially summer, but mm-hmm. You know, just not being afraid to wear the shorts, or you know, not being afraid to wear really kind of a cheeky or bathing suit, or you know, just allowing myself to just be in my body, is my main goal right now, because it's really easy to get caught up in like nitpicking ourselves.
Yes.
but still taking care of my skin, you know, still like, what does my skin need? It probably needs some things to help it firm up, needs moisture, because mm-hmm. the huge deal after bariatric surgery is dry skin. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just taking the time to, I guess, love my skin and be appreciative of it, but also taking the time to nourish it and give it what it needs. And you can do the two at the same time. Like April, you were kind of alluding to that earlier. You know, I do like a heavy exfoliation once a week, and I can reach everything now, right? Mm-hmm. And when I do that, I am like, hey, you're doing this thing that you couldn't do a year ago. And then I make it a conscious effort to be like, I'm taking care of my body right now. Like, this is a necessary thing. So just, I think for me, mainly it's making it a conscious effort to be taking care of my body and also like loving and accepting my body at the same time.
Yes. Which is a lot of work, right? Not easy. Again, the work of weight loss surgery is never ending, because you think that, oh, I'm going to undergo this procedure and everything's going to be great. And many of us have discovered, oh, it makes some things better, but I'm still not happy, or I'm still not where I thought that I would be when it comes to my look or my body shape and size. Like what you were talking about with the thighs, I've got some real odd things going on with my upper inner thighs, and it's bathing suit season now. You know, I was so excited. I put on that new bathing suit and I was like, oh my God, like I'm so happy, but I am not happy with what I am seeing in some places, right? Mm-hmm. And I was trying my suits on, and my husband was there, and he never, I don't quite know how he does it, but he always asks questions that are not judgmental. He's just curious, and he doesn't care. But, you know, he asked me like, oh, wow, you've got, you know, it looks different there. And I said, yeah, mm-hmm. it does look different. And he goes, well, I mean, you have lost 120 pounds, so it's going to look different. And I said, we are seeing that. And he said, well, do you want to do something about it? Not, you know, you should mm-hmm. not any, but he was asking me, well, what do you want to do about it? And I said, you know, I guess I just don't know, because I don't know if it's worth it to me. And I value, you know, you were a husband and wife, and I would like to be attractive to you, but at the same time, that's not also not my job for me to be attracted to you. Right. So you go back and forth with this conversation mm-hmm. with him, and it's like, you know, I guess I just don't know yet. And to me, that's what body neutrality is all about. I can be thrilled with the progress that I've made. I can be thrilled with pieces and components of me, and at the same time, not be happy and be okay with that, right? To just say, okay, well, I don't like that, or that's disappointing, but that's okay. I love and I appreciate, or I'm good with all of these other things. We're always a work in progress. And it's nice to know that those two can coexist, because it allows me at least to move forward and take care of myself in the way that's best for me, acknowledging what's going well, what I'm happy with, and saying, you know, this isn't what I would like it to be, but I can table that for now. I can shelve that for now. And I can still wear the bait. I can still go do all the things, because it is what it is. There isn't anything that's going to fix that. I mean, I could have plastic surgery, and we've all known people who've had plastic surgery and it has not turned out well. Right. So even going through plastic surgery does not guarantee you the results that you were hoping for. So again, it's one of those kind of catch 22 moments, like, okay, well, I'm not happy with it, but what am I willing to, you know, to kind of do about that? Jason, how's your relationship kind of, you know, shifted?
Hey, it's April with East to West WLS. I don't know about you, but after I dropped a significant amount of weight, my body just didn't feel like my own, and I needed help feeling like it was my own again. So I started receiving chiropractic care. If you live in the Tacoma area, I cannot recommend Grit City Chiro more. Dr. McKenzie is passionate about helping you feel, function, and live better. Check out her Instagram at Grit City Chiro or her website, gritcitychiropractic.com, for more info and to book your first consultation. And if you mention East to West, you'll get a discount on your first visit. I feel amazing after seeing her, and I think you will too.
I kind of look at it like, I realize that there are parts of me that are going to look like a Shar Pei and a hairless cat had a baby. And I've just grown to understand that. And I am okay with that if it means I'm alive to see it. Because for myself, the direction I was going was I could have really tight skin in a box in the dirt, or be, you know, cremated in a, you know, in a jar on the shelf. But, you know, my skin would be tight and that would be cool. Like, but I can have, you know, I've got bingo wings and I'm working out to get them shored up. There's lots of things. My neck is starting to kind of, if I turn the right way, you'll see me move my entire head on some of the live or on some of the stories that I do for the feed, because I can, like, I'll see it. And I'm like, I'll edit that out. I've thrown away whole stories because I see my neck and I'm like, nope. Tear it all out, because I'm like, no. And Sarah laughs at me because she's like, you can't even tell. And I'm like, yeah, if I move the right way, oh, you could tell. It's there. I was like, because the one thing I was just deathly afraid of was having what I call vag neck. It was where your whole neck comes together and it looks like, yeah, it looks like lady parts. And I wasn't trying to have a big lady part on my neck. So that was, I told her, I was like, I'll wear turtlenecks in this bitch. Like, I will not. Y'all will come in and see me and I'll be up here like this, just not even having that before I let it. So,
oh my God.
You know, even being from the male perspective, there are things that I noticed that I didn't think I would care about. But, you know, you still do. So you do things that you can do to shore it up. I've seen the results of some people's plastics, and I tell you now, I'm not in for it. You can count me out, because the tubes, the drain, the rehab time, like, nah, I'm good.
But you know, Jason, what I think we all appreciate about your candor is that you are okay with saying, even I'm not happy with the way that I look, right? I think in our society, especially, you know, yeah, just in from what I can see, men don't feel like they're allowed the space to really think about and reflect on what they look like, right? It's just, you're a man, you're a dude, it is what it is, like, it's not even something. But what you're saying is that that's not true, right? I value my appearance, and I'm starting to see myself now in a way that I hadn't before, and I'm struggling with what I look like because I look so vastly different. And not very many, I think, men come out and just publicly acknowledge that and just say, things have changed and I'm not thrilled with them. I'm having a hard time with it.
Right. Well, and to me, I should probably preface this with saying, I am on the very blessed end of the stick when it comes to the loose skin situation. For me to have lost 184 pounds, I really don't have a ton of it that's very noticeable unless I move the right way or I'm leaning over or I'm kind of bent. It's the only thing I have are, you know, as I've got kind of the spare tire around, just around, that people get the 360 to kind of shore up. So if I wear, you know, as long as I wear my shirts untucked, you really can't tell. But the thing, like, one of the things that's really driving me nuts right now is the retreat. Like, I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I want to be up on stage. I want to wear a suit. I want to look nice in a dress shirt tucked in. And I know that I'm going to have hip titties when I do it. And that upsets me. Like, I don't like that. I don't want to have, you know, the bulges on the side and the, you know, so to me, that was one thing that I really was hoping that I wouldn't have to deal with after surgery. But it turns out that I do have it. But, yeah, you know, they'd say, oh, buy slimmer, you know, buy the slimming tank tops or buy, you know, the waistband or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to walk around looking like I got a bulletproof vest on under my dress shirt either. And that's, yeah, I mean, this stuff shows. You can't just put one of those on and be like, oh, it's so natural looking. Like, no, it doesn't.
That's interesting, because now I'm sure you and I both have had experience with shapewear.
Oh yeah.
So what are your thoughts about, yeah, I guess shapewear and trying to modify what we look like without going through plastics?
I mean, so here's the thing, I'm all for it, because I feel like if it makes you feel more confident in what you're wearing, mm-hmm, some pieces need it. And I'm not saying that, like, if you don't wear it, that it's wrong or anything like that. But a prime example is my best friend had her birthday back in March. I bought a really, you know, form-fitting dress, and I put it on without shapewear. And I thought, yikes. I was like,
this not is your favorite. Big yikes.
Not my fave. I don't think I can wear this dress. And I bought some shapewear on sale, put it on, and it wasn't perfect. I'm not going to say that I looked like flawless, but it just helps to kind of like smooth things out so they're less noticeable. Did I look like I was a size 2? No, of course not.
Because you're not. You're not a size 2. Because I'm not. So why would, yeah. Our brain thinks that we should be. Yeah. I don't. Oh, God, the struggle.
That's a whole other story. But like, I've accepted that I will never be that tiny. I don't want to be that tiny personally. But I didn't put that shapewear on thinking I'm going to look like a totally different person, right? I put it on because I'm like, this dress needs a little help. And I mean, you could see, I have kind of an apron belly at this point. You could see all of that. You could see my apron belly. You could see my, my butt was not round, you know, like lumpy and stuff. And I was like, I want to feel good. And in order for me to feel good, I need a little help and I need a little bit of shapewear. But Jason, I'm the same way. I've been thinking about the retreat and like, okay, what am I going to wear? How am I going to feel? And I feel like it's, in some instances, sure, I'll probably put on some shapewear just to give myself a little help. But like at the pool, we're all going to be hanging out, you know, we're all going to be flabby arms and bellies and, you know, we've all been through this process. So it's like, I can't dwell on that. I can't think, oh, can I get shapewear under my bathing suit? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I have to just accept this is my body. I'm going to enjoy myself at the pool. And I mean, same thing during over the summer, like no one's bodies look perfect. If you actually take a minute to look around at the beach, maybe 2% of the people there actually look like models and the rest are just normal people. And that's what I have to keep telling myself is that everyone, literally when people say everybody is a beach body, that is 100% correct. Mm-hmm. And I have to just keep telling myself that.
And the people that look more normal than the model people, they're the happiest people at the beach. They don't give two shits. Like they're the ones that are out there living their best life. They're not trying to be seen or trying to make sure they're in the right pose if they're gonna show off whatever they worked out at the gym that day. But they're having a ball. Trust me, I go down on the beach a lot, and that's it. All that I see is people that, you know, the people that are out there just doing it up. But you know, one of the things for the retreat that kind of got me out of that mindset was just what you had said, Nat. It's like everybody's been through it. Everybody's and everybody's probably got the same damn anxieties that I have. If you got it, like people actually, you know, were excited, stood in line, bought tickets, can't wait to get to the event. And I'm sure right after they got it all settled, they were probably like, oh shit. Like, what am I gonna look like? I gotta wait till my they're like, they're gonna see this. Like, we get so comfortable from here up. I'm like, shit, I look great from here up. Like Zoom body, I'm dope. Like I got it. Like I don't
need to Zoom Zoom body.
Right, I'm like, I gotta do some shoulder dips, and like, as long as I got the traps going, like, shit, my Zoom body is on point. But you know, once we got to step out from behind that and actually meet people, we'll be like, oh shit,
yeah. But you know, as I'm hearing all these conversations, it reminds me, Natalie. I know Jason, you didn't read the book, but last month's bariatric book club book, Adventures of Diet Girl. It really was good. I struggled with it at first, but what I appreciated about her story is that she really walked us through how she got from being so upset and mad at her body to just accepting it as it is. And it, you know, from her story and almost from my own personal story, nobody else was really judging me the way that I was judging myself. The worst thoughts were coming from within me. And the further along that I get in my journey, I just have to be excited and thankful for the progress that I've had made. And if I personally can learn to let go of that own judgment of myself, then I'd have more brain space to dedicate to having fun and enjoying life as it should be. And that is what is so hard to give up. And it's the same thing with our skin. I think, you know, we either don't have the capacity, so we just don't want to deal with it, or we do get the capacity and then we start to deal with it and we're feeling bad about what it looks like, or, you know, its shape and whatever, all that kind of stuff. But if we're taking care of it, like we're taking care of the rest of our bodies, we can maybe let go of some of that judgment and some of that shame and free up our brains to focus on the things that really do bring joy and value to our lives instead of being so hard on ourselves about it, right? Like when you said, I know I wasn't looking flawless. Girl, you are flawless. You are flawless. But that's us. It isn't, right? I can tell you that. Everybody in the world can tell you you're flawless. You're never going to believe it because that's something that comes internally. So if really taking care of our skin, or if wearing some shapewear, or if going through with plastic surgery, if that is what makes us feel more confident, if that helps us release some of that judgment from within our brains so that we can focus on things that are meaningful to us, then that's what we have to do, because that's what this is all about, right? And I think one of the most powerful things about retreat, hopefully will be, is that once we arrive there, we're going to see that everybody is us. We look just like everybody else, and people really don't care what we look like. People are just excited to get to spend time with the people that have made an impact in their lives. And that's the shift that we all have to make. But again, it's a struggle, right? Because this is so powerful. This is what's been driving our conversations for the last, you know, decade, multiple decades. So,
yeah.
Okay. Super interesting, you guys. So these next 2 months, we're focusing on skincare, on skin love, all that kind of good stuff. So what are you guys really hoping to learn these next 2 months as we deep dive into all things skin? Jason, what are you thinking? What do you want to learn?
I've got a lot to learn. So I'm willing to take all the tips, anything I can do. Cause like I said, I just slap lotion places and hope it works. So, you know, like I said, I got some hand lotion I use, some face lotion, some foot lotion that I don't ever use. So, probably need to jump on that. I there's a lot I need to learn. So I'm open to all of it.
Okay. Nat, what about you?
I think for me, it's what will actually help kind of firm up my arms and my butt. Like, is it creams? Is it exercises? Like, is it both? You know, I just want to know how I can help with that. But yeah, that's kind of the main one.
Yeah. And I think for me, I'm very curious to learn about how I can care for my skin from the inside out, I guess. So I'm very curious to learn what I can do in terms of what I'm consuming. So if it is my diet impacting my skin, hydration, like what is impacting, you know, am I consuming things that are actually taking away from my skin, whereas I can be consuming things that are helping me with my skin. You know, and then the other thing too that I worry about, cancer is on both sides of my family. I'm very curious to know, am I putting things on my body? You know, is my skin taking some things in that could be detrimental to my overall health? That's something that I'm really curious to learn about. So I'm excited. You know, we're going to talk to estheticians. We're going to talk to plastic surgeons. We're going to talk to, you know, dermatologists, just, all, you know, anybody that is an expert in the field of skin, we are going to be connecting with over these next 2 months. And I'm very excited to learn from their expertise, because it's a big topic. It's a big topic, and we need to be, I think, well informed so that we can have the best skin possible. Yeah. All right, friends. So to wrap this up, we want to share with our community, what is our favorite way at the moment we are caring for our skin? Do we have a product? Do we have a process? Is there a routine? Is there something that we just have really been enjoying doing that's helping us care for our skin? Nat, why don't you go first?
Oh, I'm doing a lot because, and this is extra. So it's not for everybody. I just want to preface that. I recently, and I posted about this a little bit before, I think I'll do another like video or something about it, but I currently use, it's called the Dr. Pen. And it's like a micro needling pen that you can buy online. It's, I think normally it retails like $250, but I got mine on eBay for like $90 or something. And it basically, what microneedling is it, as far as what I have learned from my research, is that it basically causes trauma to your skin so that it boosts the collagen in your skin. Mm-hmm. So it gets rid of like the scars and imperfections, hyperpigmentation, and all of that. And I started using it on my scar I call it my scar, it's something else, but I started using it on my face and I've seen a huge difference. I only do it once a month. And I use serums and potions and stuff to kind of get in there and help, you know, but that's kind of been my favorite, way. And I'm actually looking into, maybe getting like a larger one so that I can do larger spots of my body, to see if that will help with loose skin. But that I've been doing that almost consistently for about 10 months now. Nice. So I've done it 10 times, seen a big difference. So, that's kind of my one like face routine that I do once a month. But as far as like the rest of my body goes, I make sure, and I, like I said before, I exfoliate really well, in the shower, like once a week. And then immediately after I put like, those caffeine kind of, cellulite creams. I hate saying cellulite because it's stupid, but whatever. I put those creams on, and then I put body oil on, and I just go lay down in my bed and just like let everything soak in. And that's been like another way that I, you know, am making sure I'm taking care of my skin, but also letting myself kind of slow down and just breathe for a little bit.
Oh, interesting. Well, and that slowing down and really being you know, extra, I don't know what the word, you know, focused on just, you know, when I'm working on my skin, I am thinking about my skin. I am focused on that. That's a luxury. That's wow.
Oh, okay. It is. Nice. Yeah. Oh. It's very luxurious, but I do it like once a week.
Nice. Excellent. All right. Jason, my friend, what about you? What's your favorite way to care for your skin right now?
I don't know if you guys are ready for this after Natalie's big to-do that she had. Because, man, this is, I get lotion, I put in my hand, and then I rub it on my face, right? And then I put the lotion back on the shelf. And then I go do whatever it was I was going to do before I put the lotion on my face. And then the next day I come back and do it all over again.
Okay, but you're not giving yourself enough credit here. I'm going to speak for you. You have been loving on your skin because you recently went to the dermatologist. You are spending serious time and effort getting to the root cause of some of your skin issues. So you're doing good things.
I did indeed, and it has made a tremendous difference. It is already, all the flakiness is gone and all the red irritated spots are gone. So yeah, it's made a very large difference. So I definitely appreciate the little bit of time that I have spent, as opposed to what I did before, which was nothing at all. So the little bit of time I spend now is usually while I'm either watching TV or working anyway, and I have a break, I'll just do it while I'm working so it has time to kind of air without me laying on it. So it's made a big difference. So
nice. Yeah, you know, and I think for me, the weather is getting nice here in Washington, like the sun is out. So of course, sun's out, guns out, right? You just, all the clothes come off and everybody's outside doing all the things. So I've really been spending a lot of time finding a good kind of, you know, natural reef safe sunscreen regimen for my face and for my body. So I have been really enjoying that. And I've just been really focusing on, not just face, you know, face care, but skin care as well. So, you know, finding more natural products. And I understand that natural doesn't always mean best, but I'm looking for things that I guess are more whole, because I understand that my skin is an organ and it's sucking things into my body. So, you know, just kind of going through my face routine, my makeup, and picking one item and really kind of finding something that maybe is a little bit more helpful for myself. So I've been just moving through my routines and regimens, but yeah, just again, being really focused and conscious and dedicating time to just thinking about my skin has been a really big help. But yeah, I'm very excited for all the learning that we're going to do this month. I'm excited for the new, you know, tidbits of information, and just to kind of share and learn from everybody about like, how are you caring for your skin and what does that mean for you? And what is a luxurious way that you're caring for yourself, or what is a really time efficient, you know, way that we're all caring for our skin. So it's going to be a good 2 months of learning. And of course, it's the summertime. So we're all going to be, you know, soaking it up and living our best lives and caring for our skin, which is going to be fabulous. All right, guys, this was awesome. Thank you for talking today about all things skin. It's a great way to kind of launch us into our month of skin love. So very much appreciate it. And Nat, thank you for taking the time to join us today. This was awesome.
Of course. So much fun.
Dude, always, always, always. All right, my friend. Jason, you want to take us out?
Yes, ma'am. Just want to thank everybody for all the support that you've been giving us so far. We couldn't do what we were doing if you guys didn't help us to do it. If you like what you're seeing here, you can always like, share, subscribe any of the platforms that we are on. YouTube channel needs reviews. We need likes. We need subscriptions. Please, that's going to help us propel and reach all the other little dark corners of our community that we have yet to get to. So with that assistance from you guys, we will reach all of the voices. So thank you so much for all that you have done for us so far. We're just going to keep doing what we do for you because you guys do so much for us. And just remember, at the end of the day, you've got this, we've got you, and we'll see you next time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. See you soon. Bye-bye.